with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys Show.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Happy Saturday. We appreciate you tuning in. Hope you're feeling a little grilly this time of year because we've had some warm weather cooling off this weekend a little bit and into early next week, as I understand it. But all that does is slow you down. It never stops you, right, Bob?
Yeah, and it's funny. Kids seem to like not want to wear coats. I mean, I don't believe I was ever quite that way, but could have been. But now it's gotten ridiculous. It was really cold the other day, and this girl was walking across the parking lot at the mall. She couldn't have been more than 19. And she had on this, I think you would call it a tube top, but she stretched it into a dress. And the wind, I'm cold with my coat on. Man. And she's, you could just see it. It's just... What is going through people's minds when they do
it's,
that?
It's not about how you feel. It's how you look, right?
Yeah. She looked like she was hypothermic.
Yeah.
So anyway, we have Matt Ziemer in here from Hooger Hide Safe. And I guess when I talked to him at the home show a couple weeks ago, I couldn't help but think about my buddy Dale when his house burned. He had two gun safes.
Mm-hmm.
And he learned then that buying the low-end gun safe didn't protect him because, number one, the smoke destroyed the guns. Number two, the insurance company didn't want to cover it because they weren't properly tagged and riders and whatever. And I think people get a little confused about that. And I want to talk to Matt about, number one, how you know that you're getting a safe that has the type of gasketing that welds itself shut when you have a tragedy like that. That's just one of the topics. But I remember watching him go through this, and he lost, I'm thinking, like 40, 50 guns.
Yeah, well, it happens. So that's probably a good place to start, Matt. When I walk into Hooger Hide Safe, you're going to ask me some questions, I'm assuming, about what I'm looking for in a safe. What do I need to be able to answer for you and your team?
Yeah, a couple of the first things we want to talk about is, first of all, trying to figure out the appropriate size. One of the things, a lot of these safes out there, they say, they advertise it as a 24 gun safe, 32 gun safe, etc. When you actually start loading firearms into the safe, you're going to find out that 32 gun safe holds 15, 20 if you're lucky. So yeah. you want to shoot for something a little bit bigger than you think you probably need.
Kind of like when you buy a tent.
Yeah, very much like
not
that.
An 8-man tent.
You know, and I have the similar, I shared with you that I inherited one from my father. And when he passed in, you're all right. There's a lot of slots in there for guns, but they bang together.
Right.
Like that. I'm not going to mar them up in the safe because you got to reach, take six out to get to the seventh one, that kind of thing.
Yeah, especially right. If you've got like a $1,000 Trijicon on your deer rifle.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so, okay, so first of all is what are you going to put in it, right? Is that's the first question. What's next?
Right, that's a good start. The other thing is to try and to determine a proper security level. You know, if you've got a handful of old hunting rifles that aren't really worth anything, you still should have those secured, but it doesn't make sense to spend $5,000 to secure them. On the other hand, if you've got, you know, tens of thousands of dollars worth of firearms and, you know, and nice Trijicon scopes, like you mentioned, it doesn't make any sense to try and store that in a $500, you know, Chinese tin can.
Right.
You want something with good heavy steel, good fire resistance. So it's just a balancing act. You kind of have to weigh the value of the contents you're putting in there against what you're willing to pay for the safe and find that balance.
You just hit on something. Are you telling me that some of these safes you see in the big box stores are actually imports?
Yeah, almost all of them are imports in the big box stores.
No kidding.
So if we're, so it's what I'm going to store in there. Are there different ratings on the safes of how long they'll protect your goods against fire or water? Or I'm just thinking if my house catches on fire, right? That safe is protecting things. How does it protect them?
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, with gun safes, they're not tested by any standard organization anymore. Okay. So with fire ratings, really? they all have a stated fire rating, but that's the manufacturer's. It's really up to the integrity of the manufacturer to do the testing properly. Many of them don't. Many of those gun safes have never been tested.
So now you're talking about bringing a bunch of imports in. It's not even what the standards in your country are. It's like, who knows where they are. They're knockoffs, and you really have zero insurance on that.
Right. Yeah. Again, it just kind of falls to the integrity of the company that built it. And unfortunately, a lot of those companies are kind of fly-by-night, constantly being purchased, repurchased, sold, going out of business. There's just not any integrity to back those numbers up in most cases.
Okay, so if I come into to Hoogerhide Safe, I'm assuming you're not carrying that junk, first of all. And then second of all, what is a good period of time for me to have in my mind on that I want that protection from the fire and the water?
Yeah, in most cases, modern homes with you know, drywall construction with studs every 16 inches, they don't get terribly hot. They'll burn for, they also don't burn for hours. Usually about 60 minutes of fire resistance is enough for a modern type home. Like what Bob alluded to earlier, you want to pay attention to the fire gaskets. Most of the companies now are using Paliasol or something similar to Paliasol, which is an expanding fire seal. That's great, except that in the beginning stages of a fire, the air is very caustic. It's full of smoke and soot, and a lot of that soot will ruin items before the fire gets hot enough to expand those fire seals. So you want something that has the Paliasol, but also some kind of a smoke seal to keep out.
Would that
out.
Be like a silicone or something like that?
Yeah, there's different types of high temp silicone gaskets mm-hmm. that some companies use, and it's a good thing to have those on there.
So I open the door. That gasket, is it on the cabinet or is it on the door side generally?
It can be done either way.
Or both. I've seen, yeah.
Yeah, or both okay. in a lot of cases.
All right. So then, again, that's 60 minutes. And what about where I put this? Where is the right place to put a safe? I mean, it's a big item, but I gravitate to my lower level, my basement, and I got it in a corner, and it's kind of hidden a little bit because if I do get a burglar, I don't want it to be right front and center, and they know it's there.
But if you sell the house, sell the safe.
Right, yeah, right, yeah. That was a SOB when I took it from my dad's place.
I
kind
of remember.
Yeah.
Moving
right, yeah, right. They're no fun to move, but we'll talk about that in the next segment too. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, in most cases, like you said, a lot of guys put those in the basement. In the event of a fire, the basement is usually going to stay cooler longer. That's going to give you a better opportunity for that fire resistance to do its job. There can be water issues in some basements, and that's something to think about. None of those gun safes, regardless of what manufacturers say, none of them are waterproof. None of them are going to hold outstanding water. So
if your basement floods, you're SOL.
Right. If your basement floods, that water is going to find its way in. So the best thing you can do is, if you think that could be a problem, is to elevate that safe, get it up off that concrete so that you don't have a flood doesn't immediately start flooding.
So you could build like a concrete block stoop or something to set it on. It has to be something incredibly strong.
Yep, yeah, that can work pretty well.
Matt, you got time to stick around?
Sure.
This conversation is fascinating to me. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're going to talk more about safes. Stick with us. We'll be back.